question, and something that we really need to think about. You look at the measures to address, you know, allegedly to address COVID, ostensibly to address COVID, the spread of COVID, the pandemic, or as I call it, the Dem panic. They have really fomented this whole thing, driving up numbers as much as possible to create a state of emergency, a panic situation, so that they could impose emergency measures that they can use to advance their agenda, whether it's from the election that was stolen, that they used COVID in large degree to try to set the conditions and the circumstances that would allow them to cheat, which they absolutely did. I mean, I have to give them credit. If you're a criminal, from a criminal's perspective, they did a tremendous job. They were successful. But the reality is, that's been going on systematically. They use COVID every day. It's only political. Everything you hear, the trust in the public health apparatus of the United States federal government is at an all. Because everything they say has been a lie. It's all, everybody from Dr. Fauci to NIH, CDC, it's just extensions of the Democrat Party. So everything they say has some political component. It's actually driven by politics. So when you look at, for example, the eviction moratorium.
We may have just lost him again. Noah, are you there?
Are you there?
Yep. Let me just ask you, because I'm down to just a couple of minutes here. What is it that your campaign needs from my listeners, people that have listened for the last 15, 20 minutes and say, hey, this guy knows what he's talking about. I'd like to support him. What is it you need at this early juncture of the race?
Well, Kevin, thank you so much for asking. I know your listeners are some of the most well-informed and educated and intelligent and patriotic listeners in the whole state. So it's an honor for you to have me on. But honestly, if for folks who understand what I'm saying and agree with me, go to my website and support the campaign. If you can, kick a few dollars into the tip jar. Help us out, because we need to get there. We're competing against a lot of folks, establishment folks, who don't want me to be in this race because I'm a disruptor. I'm a extremely anti-establishment disruptor. I want to go back to America being a patriotic, beautiful country that's safe and secure and prosperous for our kids. And that upsets a lot of people. But for folks who want to help out, please go to my website. It's NOAH4NV.com. NOAH4Nevada. NOAH4 and then our state initials, NV.com. And then there you can donate, learn more, volunteer for the campaign, and get involved and partner with us.
Noah, be safe in your travels. We'll be following the race. I look forward to getting a chance to meet you. You are you're obviously a guy that has worn the uniform of our military proudly. Thank you so much for what you've done for our country, and thanks for what you want to do for our country by running for office. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, Kevin. Your audience is the best. Thanks for letting me have a chance to address them.
Noah Malgeri, he is a Republican candidate for Congress in CD3, would like to unseat Susie Lee. And can I tell you, I think there is every possibility that we're going to end up with a clean sweep, that we're going to have a wave election in 2022. I really honestly believe that. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, at 4:30, as we check out our traffic cams, wow, is what I have to say. Incredibly busy freeways all over the Las Vegas Valley. You are bumper to bumper on the 15 from Sunset all the way up to Charleston on the north side there of the 15. Also heavy volumes on the south side there at Oakey. Those lane restrictions causing major delays downtown, even without the EDC festival in town, because only two lanes are available as you try to squeeze through there. The bottleneck, 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange, 515 northbound at Pecos. Heavier than usual volumes on the southern beltway too. 215 eastbound at Gillespie, your bumper to bumper, and 215 westbound at Gibson.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. We have heard pretty much nothing from former Raiders coach John Gruden since he left that position. However, a producer for HBO's Real Sports called him to get comment, and he did pick up the phone. He didn't say much, but he said, quote, people who know me know what I stand for 58 years. I have a resume of 58 years. The truth will come out, unquote. Raiders continuing to move forward. They play host to the Eagles coming up on Sunday. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they are in action tonight as they are set to host the Edmonton Oilers. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Get that satisfying crunch. Now with 20% more honey. Try a delicious Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Bar with more of the honey you love.
It takes two vaccines to help protect you this season, the flu and COVID-19. And now you can get both shots at the same visit. Learn more at cdc.gov/vaccines.
Get Macy's lowest prices of the season on great fall specials like glamorous diamond pendants and earrings to complete any look. Now 60% off. And get ready for cooler nights ahead with 65% off Charter Club Damask sheets and bedding. Now at Macy's. Plus get your Macy's order faster when you pick up curbside or in store. Or try same day delivery powered by DoorDash. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here for my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly. 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yeah, we were talking yesterday about Merrick Garland. The Attorney General was testifying before the House Judiciary Committee. Jim Jordan is a member of that committee, and he's the congressman from Ohio. He is my new personal hero. I love the guy. I hope he runs for president someday. And this was his reaction to Merrick Garland on the attack on school parents, the school board parents that are being designated as domestic terrorists. Is that stupid or what? This was Jim Jordan earlier today.
Well, September 29th, the left-wing political organization, National School Boards Association, writes the President of the United States asking him to get the FBI involved in local school board matters. 5 days later. 5 days later, the Attorney General of the United States does just that. And in the opening line of his memo, he says, there's been an uptick in violence and harassment and threats to school personnel. I asked him today in the hearing, what data did you see that showed you that there was an uptick in this harassment or violence or threats? What was the basis for that? What information did you have? I had the school board's letter. So you get a political organization writing a letter, and the Attorney General takes action on just that. And now parents are thinking, wow, what's going to happen? The FBI is going to be setting up this open line of dedicated communication for threat reporting, this snitch line, as I said in the committee. This is a chilling impact I think this is going to have on Americans' First Amendment protected speech and what goes on at our school board meetings. So I think that's what scares Americans so much.
You mentioned the memo that came in from the School Board Association, and then very quickly after that, the DOJ got involved with this plan that they've rolled out to have communication, to monitor threats, those kinds of things. The Federalist, among other groups, is reporting that there was actually communication before that memo came in from the National School Board. They say this, emails obtained by Parents Defending Education, it's a group, through the Freedom of Information Act indicate that NSBA president, that's that school board group, and the CEO conspired and exchanged information with the White House before releasing resisting that official demand from the Biden administration to get law enforcement involved in targeting parents. So I read that as potentially there was a conversation about putting together something that would say there was a threat, so then the White House could then say, this administration could say, there's a threat, we need to investigate. Is that how you read that?
Totally how I read it. I didn't know that had happened for sure. We had heard reports that there was some talk of this and this FOIA request with emails that they had obtained. But it doesn't surprise me. Again, when the turnaround is this rapid, the president gets a letter. 5 days later, the attorney general takes action and does exactly what the political organization asked the president to do. You don't think there was coordination on the front end before all that started? Seems likely to me, and this seems to be what this FOIA request has now uncovered. So, yeah, that doesn't surprise me a bit, because it's part of the pattern. Remember, the President Biden criticized the Georgia election law. A few months later, Merrick Garland sued the state of Georgia. President Biden criticized the Texas pro-life law. 8 days later, the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, sues Texas. The school board sends a letter to the president. 5 days later, we get the action that we talked about today in the hearing where the Attorney General's office is now, Justice Department is going to go after parents at school board meetings. This shows how political everything has become for this administration.
That is Jim Jordan, the congressman from Ohio, member of the House Judiciary Committee. We've been following a story, and you've been hearing about it all day, the tragedy that occurred. Alec Baldwin involved in a shooting and a death on the set of a cable show. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following this story, and it's horrible. I just saw something within the last hour that there were reports that some members of the crew had walked off the set in protest hours before the shooting. Give us the backstory. Start from the beginning if you can.
Well, they are filming in New Mexico, and they're about an hour or so out of Albuquerque. So if you know anything about the desert Southwest, it's the desert, just very much like it is here in the Las Vegas area, or you go outside of Las Vegas, and it's a big desert. So they're out there, they're filming this Western in the middle of the desert. There's not a lot of places to eat or sleep, hotel rooms, anything like that. And they worked very long hours. You know the movie industry, Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're working 15, 16 hour days. And if you have to drive back an hour or so, and then you have to drive an hour back the next day, you'd like to have accommodation. So at least a half a dozen crew workers, they walked off to protest the conditions just hours before this tragic shooting happened. And it's really a sad thing. Here's something from one of the members. Says the entire crew walked off. They wrote resignation letters. They cited everything in their frustration with lack of payment, 3 weeks without payment. Their hotel rooms were substandard, barely above a homeless person, they say. So there was a lot of discontent before this even happened. So it's now on hold. The movie production has been suspended.
And what's the name of it again?
Rust.
Rust.
Well, which makes sense if you're going to do a Western and it's in the middle of the desert. So that does kind of make sense. But, yeah, it's on hold right now. And who knows? I mean, is there going to be any kind of charges that are filed against anybody? Is it going to be filed against the actual shooter? Is it going to be filed against the guy that was in charge of the props? This thing has happened in Hollywood before. It's probably been 30 years or so. And we had a conversation earlier where names just don't... They don't come to the tip of the tongue like they used to. But I'm thinking there was a TV show where there was an actor that the same thing happened. He just grabbed a prop gun and was kidding around and put it up to his head. Mm. And I guess the air, the propulsion of the air, it cracked his skull. and they and I can't think of it. It was a very short-lived TV series, probably in the late 80s, early 90s. In any event, after that happened, I remember they took a head of cabbage and they put a prop gun with blanks in it and shot the head of cabbage to give you an example of the propulsion, the air that's coming out, and it's incredible. Obviously, bottom line, never point a gun at anybody, unless maybe it's a cap gun.
Good, and even cap guns, I wouldn't trust, because they can be as close to the real thing as possible, and you don't know the difference between the two. Anyway, but I feel bad for Alec Baldwin. And the crew of that entire film.
He's got to live with that for the rest of his life, and that can't be easy.
No, I would say so. Thanks, gentlemen. Jim Dallas from the other side of the glass. Stay where you are. Coming up top of the hour, very excited. Sam Peters, Republican candidate for Congress in CD4. We talked to Noah Malgeri, the candidate in CD3, and we'll talk with a CD4 candidate. Sam Peters, the owner of Peters Family Insurance, U.S. Air Force Major, Bronze Star recipient. This guy's an American hero, folks. We'll get a chance to visit with him coming up at the top of the hour. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
Listen to AM 670 Sports Flash daily from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. Get local and national sports updates from your favorite teams on AM 670, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
I'm Fred Simon. I live in Douglas County, and I am running for Nevada governor because there are a lot of things we need to fix right now. To be clear, I'm not against welcoming new residents if they come to our state legally. The Biden administration, with the obvious approval of Steve Sisolak, is refusing to enforce current immigration laws. Biden and his corrupt comrades are encouraging and actively facilitating the illegal invasion of Nevada by using buses to transport an endless stream of unvetted men, women, and children into our state without even testing them for COVID-19. We know that violent gang members, human traffickers, and illegal drug shipments are mixed in with the frightened immigrants who are being used by the drug cartels. And our current governor is silent. Learn more anytime and join me, Fred Simon, at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
What if we're kidding ourselves by thinking we can wait and see what happens? That we'll never shut down again. That there won't be worse variants than Delta. What if we're kidding ourselves that we're safe because we are younger or superhuman, that our jobs, friends, homes, and lives aren't at risk. What if we're kidding ourselves that everything is going to be all right? It's a question that those who haven't been vaccinated should ask. It's not too late. Until it is. Convince a friend to get vaccinated. Find a site at nvcovidfighter.org.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio that's right for Las Vegas. You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It seems like almost every day we are talking about COVID in some way or another. And so it is today, because now there is word. I don't shoot the messenger. But I was watching Trace Gallagher and Dr. Mark Siegel. And this I found absolutely fascinating. This is cut number five, by the way, that there could be yet another COVID-19 variant. Not the Delta, but here we go.
CDC raising concerns of a new COVID variant detected in the U.S. Officials say it's a sublineage of the Delta variant that has spreading throughout the U.K. and is believed to be even more contagious. Fox News contributor Dr. Mark Siegel joins us with more on this now. Let's start with this. It's called the AY.4.2 strain, supposed to be about 10 to 15% more transmissible than the Delta variant. Are you concerned? Does the vaccine still work? What are your issues with this, doctor?
Trace, I'm not that concerned about this, and I think we also have to consider fear another virus here. So we've scared everybody for 2 years. Here's why I'm not concerned. Mm-hmm. We already have enough problems with the Delta variant. This particular version, 10% more contagious, isn't that much different. And what Dr. Walensky of CDC said yesterday is they've been monitoring this very closely, and it seems to be responsive to the vaccines and the treatments. And in the UK, Trace, it's only gone to about 10% of cases. What does that mean to me? That it's not going to predominate. What we've seen for months now is that the Delta variant is so transmissible, the basic Delta variant is so transmissible that it crowded everything out. And that's what we need to keep focusing on, and that's going to continue to be the predominant variant, in my opinion. We don't have anything that's going to compete with it. We have to get that stamped down, and the case numbers are starting to decrease here.
So the White House now rolling out plans to vaccinate kids between the ages of 5 and 11. I mean, we've done the studies. We know that these young kids are far more likely to die in a pool drowning, in a car accident. Are you concerned about the long-term effects of these vaccines? Still really a lot we don't know, doctor.
Trace, let me back up a little bit and say that what I really want is the advisory committee to the FDA to look over the data, because all we have right now is science by press release. And we had 2,200 kids studied by Pfizer and BioNTech, and I want to hear what Paul Offit and others on that committee say, and they're meeting next week. So if they are comfortable giving it to their five-year-old, I would probably be comfortable giving it to a five-year-old that I knew. And I think that the key point here is that they're using one-third of the dose. And the thing I don't like is it's still too close together. I'd like to see it spaced out more. The chances are that it's very safe. To your point that young children don't get very sick from COVID, that's true. But if you look all across the country at millions of kids, you still have a risk of long-term side effects of COVID. I'm probably going to choose the vaccine over COVID if I have to make a choice. I will have that information, but what's really key here, emphasize, science not by press release, by top virologists, pediatric experts reviewing the data coming out of BioNTech.
I'm scared by this. When you say, well, there may be another variant, and then another variant, and then another variant, how do we kill this thing off? It's like Freddy Krueger. You know, it's like a cat with nine lives. How do you kill this thing off? And nobody, Dr. Fauci, Mark Siegel at Fox, nobody seems to have an answer for me of how we eventually kill this thing off to where we're not waking up every 6 weeks. Oh, we got another variant. Whoop, we got another variant. That's the problem. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out if you're as frustrated as I am that we are constantly being bombarded with this COVID-19 stuff. I mean, it's everywhere. And how do we eventually kill it off? Well, I get some phone calls on the other side. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on this Friday edition of Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Temperatures are dropping, but prices are skyrocketing. Nevada housing costs are soaring. Rents up 34%, costing families over $430 a month. It's an inflation tax, raising prices on gas and groceries. And Senator Catherine Cortez Masto's spending spree will make things worse. Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senator Cortez Masto are pushing for trillions more in spending and higher taxes to pay for it all. Crushing Nevada small businesses, sending prices higher on almost everything you buy. Trillions in new spending and a long list of higher taxes, even on people making minimum wage. Call Senator Cortez Masto at 202-224-3542. Tell her we can't afford Speaker Pelosi's outrageous tax and spend agenda. Tell her to oppose the current reconciliation bill. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm going to give the last word this hour to Don Lemon from CNN. I love it when Dems are coming apart at the seams. And let's go to cut one. This is Don Lemon lecturing Dems on the Biden agenda that has not happened yet. Here it is, Don Lemon, last night on CNN.
So what is going on with you? Why are you so bad at politicking? Why are you so bad at politics, Democrats? When you have the winning message, when you have the Senate, and you have the Congress, and you have the White House, and you can't win with a winning message, something is wrong. Democrats, get your butts in gear and get passionate about saving this damn country. You're not doing it. You're weak. You are weak. You are weak.
I'd take a little disagree.